key to awareness, the key to creating the life you want to live. Hello, I'm Fiona Maguire, the creator of Key to Awareness. This track is an introduction to Key to Awareness and to this audio. I created this easy-to-follow process to help people stop the chaos and suffering in their lives that I went through by not being aware. Awareness of yourself and what is happening around you gives you the freedom to be who you are and express yourself in everything you do. If you want to be free, happy and energized every day, follow this process to awareness. Many people feel that they are not living their life's purpose. Before you can live your life's purpose, you need to know what you are doing and what you want to do. Key to Awareness will help you find this. Key to Awareness will help you realise your life's purpose. Key to Awareness is a simple, practical process that guides you in how to become more aware as you go about your normal, everyday activities. Part 1 of Key to Awareness guides you step by step to becoming more aware of your thoughts, emotions and actions. Then you are guided in how you can enable your thoughts, emotions and actions to be more in line with your true self and be directed from your intuition. Part 2 of Key to Awareness guides you through exercises that enable you to release the tension and conditioning. That is, what was blocking you in your body and mind has been created through unhelpful moods, conditioning and trauma. This enables you to be more present in your body and therefore more present in the moment and have a deeper sense of awareness. This audio is a recording of the majority of the exercises in part 2 of the process. Being aware creates a space inside yourself which is created by noticing your thoughts and emotions and releasing the tension and conditioning inside your body. Awareness enables you to be present in the moment. Being present in the moment enables a deeper awareness. In awareness, your true, authentic self can arise and you will intuitively know what to do and how to do it. There is no need for thoughts, decision-making, as your actions flow from within you and out into the world. Awareness is a process that develops in you as you listen and act upon your intuitive knowing. This is how you create the life you want to live and fulfill your life's purpose. When awareness is brought to unhelpful emotions and thoughts, and you return to the present moment, where there is no room for unhelpful emotions and thoughts, they just naturally fade away. The benefit of becoming and acting from your true self is much less, if any, procrastination, frustration, indecision, worry, fear, and other unhelpful emotions and thoughts. Awareness is fundamentally noticing your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and actions. What is happening inside you and what is happening around you. Then allow yourself to accept them. Awareness is needed to get to know yourself. Acceptance is needed to enable yourself to develop and change the parts of yourself and your life that you would like to. Awareness and acceptance work best together. As you go through this process of noticing your thoughts, emotions and actions, you will come to realise that they are there to serve who you believe yourself to be. These beliefs have come from your conditioning. Conditioning is what you have been taught to do by your parents, family, friends, groups you interact with, the media and society in general. You can only change and break free from your conditioning by becoming aware of what your conditioning is. Awareness is not a passive way of being. It is more than just noticing what you are doing. Once you have noticed that you are doing something Become aware of your motivation for doing it. You do this by noticing what thoughts and emotions you have before, during, and after the action. If you choose to keep doing the activity and having the same thoughts and emotions about it, remember, this is your choice. I've heard people say, "I cannot help it. It is just the way I am. At least I am aware of it." This is just a poor excuse, and they are not aware. They have just simply noticed that they often repeat the same behaviour. If this reminds you of yourself or someone else, the good news is that repeated behaviour that is not positive for you and or the people around you is probably motivated by conditioning. With true awareness, you'll realise that you're not the conditioning and you'll begin to let go of it. When you are present in awareness, your true self will emerge, which is free from conditioning, and you will feel free, liberated, and empowered, and act from your true self intuitively. This is the purpose of Key to Awareness. Part 2 of the process is about processing the energy in your body that is caused by your thoughts, emotions, thought patterns, emotional patterns, actions, and conditioning, and thus releasing it. There is no greater connection than that which you have with your body, as being connected with your body opens up your ability to have a deeper connection with yourself, others, and the world. This gives your experience depth and makes them more fulfilling and meaningful for you. The exercises are set out in the order that they are given to help you grow in your awareness and your ability to release the energy that was previously stuck in your body due to your thoughts, emotions, and conditioning. When you have practiced each technique at least 7 times, you may find it more beneficial to use some techniques rather than others. I want you to make each of these techniques your own. What I mean by this is that after following the instructions several times, I want you to go with your growing sense of awareness and do what you sense is right for you in the moment that you are doing the exercise. There are moments of silence in this audio to help you deepen into the process of each exercise. You may want to take more time. If you do, press pause. Then press play when you are ready. Important note: the purpose of each exercise is to completely release any energy that was previously stuck in your body. When energy is completely released, you do not experience that energy and any previous trigger you may have experienced from the energy again. Do what you sense is right for you to release the energy without losing the purpose of the exercise.